Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Real Life with Nisha D. And I am your host, Nisha D. The time is 7:59 and I'm finally off work. Anyone who has ever been an accountant or worked in accounting, you already know it's closeout. Month in, and oh my God. Today has been a day, like, today has been an interesting day, to say the least. But the good thing is, we count it all as joy. All is joy, right? No matter what the day holds, you count it as joy. So, you know, I'm preparing you all for this Love Drop series. And last night, your girl went out. She met one of her good girlfriends, which is my sister Bridget. And we went out to Maestro's. Maestro's is a steakhouse, and it's very high end, and I love it. It's one of my favorite restaurants. So your girl had this beautiful black bodycon dress on, right? And this dress was bad. And I was waiting to wear this dress, you know, if I went out on a hot date with someone who I really wanted to be with. But then I was like, why wait on someone to wear this dress? So your girl was dressed up, honey. She had on the black bodycon dress, her Jessica Simpson snakeskin pumps that wrapped around the ankles. She was clean. Her clutch. I had my clutch on, honey. My Swarovski crystal bracelet. You know your girl be coming through. And earrings. You know I am a fashion diva. I love fashion and I love style. And I just wanted you all to know it's okay to get dressed up and go out by yourself or go out with your good girlfriends or your good guy friends. You know, it's okay to get out and get dressed and do your thing. You never should wait on anyone to do anything for you, take you out. None of that. You do you and you do you well. But as I was sitting in my, at work today, and I'm sitting at my desk and I'm like, okay, what is one date that I've never been on that I really would like to go? You know, some of you probably already know that I am a huge nerd, right? I love so much intellectual things, books, and just everything. And I love art. I love art. I'm like, I would love to go on a dope-ass date to an art exhibit, right? Now, I have a good girlfriend that lives in DC, and she's always telling me that I need to come. And I had planned a trip to attend a few art galleries in DC, but unfortunately, you know, your girl was in two car wrecks, and it kind of did a little setback for me. But you know, the thing is, I really would like to go on a dope ass date to an art exhibit. Not just any art exhibit, you know. I love African art and African artists, African American artists. You know, I think that the colors and the canvas are so brilliant and vibrant, and it tells a story. You know, it's one thing to look at a painting, but it takes on a whole different life when you see the meaning of the artwork, because each stroke of the brush tells a different story. And I'm no artist. I'm no painter, but I do dabble in paint. I have a few pieces on my wall that I painted. So, you know, I'm like, okay, yeah, I would love that. I would love to actually go on a dope-ass date to an art exhibit. You know, DC sounds very wonderful around the fall time, because you know you get a chance to pull out your mink coat or your chinchilla. And, you know, it's cold in D.C. And it's a lot of black excellent people in D.C., very influential people. I've known some people out there. And then, you know, my girl, she lives out there and she's a very influential person. I'm sorry. I'm a little tired, so I'm probably mumbling the word, but influential person that she is, you know, it's always important to have a circle of women or a circle of men in your circle that pushes you to levels that will expand your horizon. And I'm all about the expansion of horizon because I never want to be somewhere where I don't feel safe and I don't feel comfortable. So I just love intellectual things because my mind, it has to be stimulated. Now, don't get me wrong, you know, I do like hood stuff too at times, you know. Sometimes I do like the little hood stuff at times, only because I grew up in the hood. So, you know, I just feel that, you know, hey, you know, it's okay to do a little ratchet stuff at times, you know, just like still having a few friends from the hood that keep you grounded, you know, because you got to be able to move in both circles of life. Because if I hadn't grown up in Fifth Ward, Texas, and I hadn't witnessed the things that I witnessed, I never would have been prepared for the things that I seen in corporate America. So it keeps you grounded. But tonight, I just wanted to tell you all that it is okay to date yourself. It is okay, ladies, to put on that bad dress you've been waiting to wear that you bought. Maybe your dress came from Saks, honey. You know, Saks have those badass dresses, honey. Or maybe it came from Shein, or maybe it came from Nordstrom's, you know, whatever, Macy's. You know, it's okay. Or Learners, or, you know, New York and Company, or shit, Target. You know, Target is for the bougie. Because we don't do Wally World. We do Target. Put it on. Put your fucking dress on. Put your heels on, honey. And do you. You know, do you well. When you walk up in a room, you own it. I love the fact that I am who I am as a woman. I love the fact that I can walk up in any room, whether in jeans and tennis shoes and a shirt or in a badass dress, and say I am here. And I don't even have to say it. My presence alone speaks volumes. You got to have that confidence in yourself. You know, in this season of love drought, I want you all to start loving yourself. Look in the mirror. It's nothing wrong with you. If a person didn't see you for who you are, then the hell with them, honey. Because let me tell you this. When a dog leaves your life and he think that he or she think that she found somebody better than you or better upgrade than you, child, let them have that. Because believe me, the dog will get dogged out. It always works like that. The dog like to play games, and then the dog finds another dog and think that the dog has more value, more class, more style, more everything than you. Then that dog is gonna dog out that dog. And that's how the way of the world is. That's why I always tell people, if you feel that you can find somebody better than me, please, I wish you the best. I'm happy for you. I'm not knocking you. Do you enjoy whatever it is that you need to enjoy? But don't come back to me telling me how you miss me, honey. No. In this love drought, embrace the fact that you are in a drought, because God is bringing something great into your life. We don't know what the greatness is. We don't know, because we don't know what God has planned for us or what God has in store for us. But don't run behind someone or something that does not see you. Or if they do see you and they just don't want to be with you, then let them be. There's always someone out there that's waiting patiently in the background. They're watching you. They're studying you. They're studying the fact that you are a brilliant person, that you are kind and you are loving and you are stable. And ladies, don't get mad if you see a man that you were really into, that you found interest in, hell, even if you loved, you know, because sometimes we can love someone to the core of our soul and they just don't be good for us. If you are out and about and you see him with Shanaynay and Kwee-Kwee, those are the levels of women that they like to date, right? And you can't be mad at that, because those women can be so toxic to they toxic ass. So that's what they like. They like toxic women. They don't like a woman that can stand up on her own and can say, well, hell, if I want us to go out on a night of town, or a night out on the town, let me re-elaborate, let's go. I'll pay for it. They don't like that. They like women that depend on them, that's needy. And the only thing that you truly need in this world is God, understanding, respect, and love. Ladies, never sell yourself short. Fellas, never sell yourself short. Because she might want to be with a Daquan, you know, a low-budget man who don't want nothing, never been nowhere in life, and always thinks that, you know, the world revolves around him. And that's probably what she like. And sometimes you got to let people be with what makes them happy. And you got to start being with what makes you happy. Like for me, reading is so fundamental. I will lay in my bed after a hot shower, put on some jazz. Either I'll read or I'll write. And that's what I'm doing in my love drought. Now, don't get it twisted. I always say that I am human. My flesh is weak. But when God is preparing you for something great, you just got to steadfast and just hold on. So I pray you all tonight have a wonderful night. I am about to go and hop in this shower and stay in the shower until the water turns cold, right? Ladies, you know how we like our water super hot. I love how hot showers is, you know, it cleanses the soul, especially when you're stressed. A little stressed tonight because I just be having so much on my mind. I always want to try to do everything at one time. And my late grandmother would always tell me, Peach, you cannot do everything in one day. And no matter what she told me, I always figured out a way to do everything in one day. Now that I'm older, I realize I cannot do everything in one day. Though my brain works like you can do everything in one day, literally you can't, because you do need time for yourself. You do need that time to breathe in. So, yeah, I want you all to have a blessed night. Say your prayers. Turn it all over to God. And just relax. That's what I want you all to do. I want you all to relax and understand that this too shall pass. Whatever that needs to pass in your life, it will pass. Embrace you. Never down or dummy yourself to appease anyone. I learned that long ago. When I was younger, I would dummy down myself, my intelligence, just to appease people that was not on my level. Now I'm like, shh, whatever. It's always intelligence for me. You all be great. Sending you all the abundance of love, joy, peace, and most of all, happiness. Until we enter the love drought, I am your host, Nisha D.